Pendengar sekalian, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull telah mengumumkan akan melakukan penyelidikan Komisi Royal terhadap perlakuan para kaula muda pelanggar hukum yang ditahan di pusat penahanan remaja di daerah Northern Territory. Ia mengatakan Komisi Royal itu juga akan menyelidiki apakah telah terjadi usaha untuk menutup-nutupi masalah ini. Penyelidikan itu dilakukan setelah beredarnya cuplikan video tentang penganiayaan terhadap narapidana remaja di sebuah pusat penahanan Dondale Youth Detention Center yang ditayangkan di program ABC. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. TV ABC dalam acara Four Corner menayangkan seorang anak muda warga adat dilucuti pakaiannya, dikenakan gas air mata, dan ditahan di tempat terisolasi selama berminggu-minggu. Juga ditayangkan dalam video itu seorang anak warga adat yang berusia 17 tahun dirantai dengan kepala tertutup di sebuah kursi. Dan juga tayangan 6 anak remaja yang dikenakan gas air mata. Semua insiden itu terjadi di Dondale Youth Detention Center pada tahun 2014 dan 2015. Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull mengatakan sangat terkejut dan merasa jijik dengan tayangan yang menunjukkan penganiayaan terhadap anak-anak di pusat penahanan Dondale Youth Detention Center itu. Turnbull mengatakan cuplikan video itu telah menimbulkan beberapa pertanyaan yang memerlukan jawaban dengan segera dan solusi yang jelas.
There have been inquiries into this center before, and these events portrayed on Four Corners last night did not emerge. So why was this abuse, this mistreatment unrevealed for so long? So that's the action we're taking. We're moving quickly and decisively.
Turnbull mengatakan ia telah menghubungi pemerintah Northern Territory, Jaksa Agung Federal Josh Brandes, Menteri Masalah Warga Adat Nigel Scullion, dan Komisaris Hak Asasi Manusia Gillian Trix. Presiden Human Rights Commission Gillian Trix mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa diperlukan penyelidikan nasional terhadap tahanan untuk remaja.
We would get a high-level commission that could have the legal powers to insist on access to all the relevant information, and that is what is going to be critically important. I think the Prime Minister is right in saying that we don't want this to go on for months or years and sort of disappear into the mists of time. What we want is some kind of interim report and then a consolidation of that report, but within a relatively speedy period of time.
Hal serupa juga diserukan oleh juru bicara pihak oposisi federal untuk masalah hukum, Mark Drivers. Ia mengatakan bahwa Partai Buruh ingin Komisi Royal itu menyelidiki semua sektor penahanan untuk remaja di Northern Territory.
What we would urge on the government is that it be a full examination of the juvenile justice system in the Northern Territory. It shouldn't just be confined to the particular prison where these young boys were kept, in fact, where these young boys were tortured. We need to make sure that it's a systemic inquiry.
Sementara itu, Menteri Kepala Northern Territory, Chief Minister Adam Gills, mengatakan ia telah menyerahkan laporan penganiayaan kaula muda itu kepada Komisaris Polisi. Ia mengatakan banyak visi yang belum dilihat oleh pemerintah dan ia merujuk pada apa yang dikatakan sebagai kultur saling menutupi dalam sistem lembaga kemasyarakatan.
That culture of cover-up doesn't necessarily go to every single officer in the corrections agency or in the prison system. There are many good people who work in the prison system. But to think that this footage has not only been withheld from the former corrections minister and myself and many officials in government, to me says that this culture of cover-up doesn't just go back to 2010 in which the footage shows, but goes back way beyond then.
Menanggapi komentar Perdana Menteri Turnbull, Priscilla Collins dari Northern Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency mengatakan bahwa pihak berwenang sudah mengetahui apa yang terjadi di pusat penahanan Dondale Youth Detention Center itu selama bertahun-tahun.
None of this is new at all. Before the Children's Commissioner's report, the Vito report was also done. There's been two investigations, and those investigations have the full transcript of that video footage that everyone saw last night. So when you have the Chief Minister and the Attorney General say that they're shocked, they can't be shocked. They had access to this report and that footage years ago.
Namun, Wakil Perdana Menteri Barnaby Joyce membela Menteri Urusan Adat Nigel Scullion mengenai apa yang ia ketahui tentang masalah ini. Joyce mengatakan, Menteri bersama dengan beberapa petugas lainnya tidak mengetahui tentang situasi di sana.
I'm absolutely certain if Nigel Scullion had known about this, Nigel Scullion would have acted on this. The issue, of course, that we have is that we didn't know about this. So how are we going to find out who knew what? A Royal Commission does that because you're compelled to give evidence and you do it under oath.
Pemimpin oposisi Northern Territory, Michael Gunner, mengatakan pemerintahan Kepala Menteri Adam Gills harus bertanggung jawab karena telah mengabaikan situasi di dalam pusat penahanan untuk remaja di Don't Deal itu.
They have had full access to all of this. They're the ones we've been arguing with when we called on for the Chief Minister to sack the Corrections Minister for a range of failings, including this. They're the ones responsible for implementing the Bath, the Gwyn, the Vida reports. They are the ones that made deliberate and active decisions to turn away from the better way that Jodine Carney put forward. They're the ones we've been arguing with during this term about what's been going on in this space.
Sementara itu, Senator Partai Buruh Ngalandiri McCarthy mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa Menteri Kepala Adam Gills telah mengabaikan informasi tentang penganiayaan terhadap anak-anak di fasilitas Don't Deal yang telah dimuat di media sejak tahun 2014 yang lalu. McCarthy menyerukan agar Chief Minister Adam Gills dan pemerintahannya mengundurkan diri berdasarkan keteledoran tersebut.
The fact that consistently you had legal organisations across the Northern Territory, from Naja to John Lawrence, a barrister, to even the Children's Commissioner Colleen Gwynne last year, saying on national television there was a crisis in the juvenile justice system. It just means, Patricia, that the leadership of the Northern Territory has failed to listen to the very people who know what is going on out there.
Dan Jaksa Agung Federal Josh Prentice mengatakan penyelidikan Komisi Royal terhadap sistem penahanan kawula muda di Northern Territory kemungkinan akan dimulai bulan September tahun ini. Senator Prentice menambahkan bahwa Komisi Royal itu hanya akan menyelidiki kasus di Northern Territory saja.
We don't propose to take it beyond the Northern Territory because that's the particular problem that has been exposed. And I think one of the things about these Royal Commissions is they, if they're going to be useful, if they're going to provide practical solutions to real and urgent problems, they should be focused. So we are going to make sure the focus is on the juvenile detention system in the Northern Territory.
Pusat penahanan remaja Don't Deal Center yang terletak di luar kota Darwin dibuka sejak tahun 1991. Dan dengan adanya insiden penganiayaan ini, para pengacara dan aktivis hak asasi manusia menyerukan agar pusat itu ditutup.